It is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Amley.
There's only two things keeping me from writing the next great American novel, he said. One is what to say, and the other's how to say it. By the time I get it figured out, I'll probably be dead.
That's some recent music from New Hampshire musician Jim Terrell. We reached out to Jim about a year ago now to ask him how he was getting through the pandemic. And this morning, we're getting an update in this final story in our series, The Show Goes On. My first question, what's a working musician to do when you can't play music?
I used to, before I made the run to be a full-time musician, I used to work as an embroidery digitizer. And that's what I'm doing kind of to get myself through until the shows pick up.
How long into the pandemic did you decide you needed to go back and do the day job?
You know, I made that transition once it got too cold to play outdoors. That was really the operating factor. I played shows safely outside on patios at restaurants and stuff like that until it just got infeasible to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that must have been a very hard decision. I know that you have been a full-time working musician for a number of years now, so that must have been a tough call to say, look, I've got to go back and do the day job.
You know, it's just an adjustment. You do what you have to do, and I'm incredibly lucky to have that skill set. I had almost forgotten about it, honestly. I was just like, well, it's music or I'm in the gutter. That's all I've got. Believe me, I'm really looking forward to playing out regularly again.
Yeah, I know when we talked this time last year, a little over a year ago now, at the beginning of the pandemic, you were, you know, playing some shows on Facebook Live. You were doing that to try to just to, you know, not get rusty, keep in touch with the fan base. But now you are starting to do some live shows as the weather warms up. What's that look like? How does that feel?
You know, restaurants are kind of finding their way into it. But they had last summer to kind of react and reposition themselves and figure out how everything was going to be laid out. So, you know, everything is a moving target right now. When you show up for a show, it's just, okay, how can we make this work? You know, we remember what this used to look like. How close can we get now? So you have to be flexible, but I know that the restaurants are excited to get back to business as usual or as close as we can get. And the people in the seats are just thrilled to hear live music and have that experience again. It's been great.
A lot of people showing up?
It's been, yeah, reasonably good, you know. It doesn't take long after that sun dips below the horizon for things to get pretty cold, though.
Yeah.
So patio dining is a nice thing right now while it works. But, you know, sooner it will be it'll be a lot warmer out and it'll be easier to do.
What about indoor shows?
Well, there are indoor shows taking place. I, for one, am not doing it, and I don't think I will for the foreseeable future. This summer, I plan to keep everything outdoors. And that means that my job is weather dependent, and I've tried to minimize that impact in the past, but right now it feels like the right thing to do.
Pre-pandemic, you had a circle of regular venues that you could play around New Hampshire, a few in northern Massachusetts. I know you've done, you did an East Coast tour in the last couple of years. Do you have gigs lined up now where you know that you're going to have regular, steady work this summer?
That is starting to happen. I'm getting some calls from these restaurants and venues that are putting their schedules together. So I can see, you know, through Labor Day this year, I can see that there's enough activity for me to really try to pursue that and build it into a full-time schedule. And like you were saying earlier, I can pad that a little bit by playing online. I still think the live show virtually through Facebook or what have you is going to continue to be a big part of what I do.
Why is that?
It's been fun. You know, honestly, it's been a good way to connect with an audience that is less than local or isn't likely to go out to the venues. But they're still very responsive and it's been good to be able to connect with those people. And it's also nice to not have to load up all of the gear at the end of the night. I just kind of turn off the basement light and I'm done.
Yeah, I imagine so. So the pandemic really kind of changed how you're going to do your craft going forward then.
Yes, I think it's left a permanent impact on my approach going forward. It's opened up some different strategies, some different opportunities. I would rather it hadn't happened, of course, but you know, through these ways that we've had to kind of adapt what we do, I think all of the local musicians that I know have developed some different ways to do what they do. And I think that there are good things in that. And I know some musicians who've done what I've done and said, you know, I just need to supplement with something else. And I'm just going to go back and put on the uniform and get to work and see what the future brings.
Yeah, because as much fun and collaboration as you can have online, you're not getting the revenue. You're not making money.
Well, that's true. There is an opportunity to make tips online as well. But it's rare that the show is underwritten in the way that going and playing at a venue would be. That said, I have had a few friends reach out and say, we'd like to sponsor a show. Here's some ideas for the song list that we'd like to hear. And here is kind of a base pay that we can offer. And I'm far be it for me to turn my nose up at something like that. It's lovely that somebody takes that kind of an interest. So I really enjoy doing those.
What about creatively? What music have you gotten out of this last year as far as writing and you know, performing new songs?
You would think that with a year at home, I would be much more prolific and it would be like, oh, I can focus on my songwriting. That isn't always the way it goes. I'm sure plenty of people looked at this as an opportunity to be creative, and it really didn't pan out like that. It's funny because you also kind of remove the inspiration in a lot of ways. You know, life comes to a standstill and you don't have that input. So often you don't have any output as a result. But I have written a few things. I've taken part in the online songwriting competition Song Fight, which I've done for years. And, you know, I'm working on my finger picking on the guitar. I've been able to kind of bring my skill level up a little bit there too.
So what are you most looking forward to as people are getting vaccinated, as the world gets back to whatever normal is going to look like at some point?
You know, over the last couple of weeks, like we talked about, I've been able to sit in front of some audiences and do what I do and play these shows and see the reactions on people's faces and hear their voices and just yell out random requests and just enjoy that space. And I knew I missed it, but I didn't realize how much.
Well, musician Jim Terrell, thanks so much for talking with us. It's good to check back in with you and see how you're doing.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. Take care of yourself down there, Rick.
By the way, if you want more in the series The Show Goes On, How New Hampshire Artists Emerge from the Pandemic, you can see all of our stories and read more about them at nhpr.org. It is Morning Edition from NHPR.